Good evening, everyone. Just a slide here, but all in action. I'll start with the opening statement. The council acknowledges that we meet on the traditional land and the waters of the Paramount and Kangana people. They are custodians of this ancient and beautiful land, and so we pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. We care for this country together by ensuring the decisions we make will be guided by the principle that we should never decrease our children's ability to live on this land. Apologies, we do have an apology from Councillor Boyd. Do we have any other apology? We do have a leave of absence from Mayor Jane Claire Whittington, which is why she's not here tonight, and I'm in her chair. We do have another requested leave of absence from Councillor Lunch from the 9th of September to the 16th of September. Anyone have to move that? Thank you, Councillor Grant. The second one is Councillor Buchan. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. All right, on to minutes of previous meetings. So we're at the minutes of the 13th of August meeting. Do I have someone that's happy to move meeting minutes? So thank you, Councillor Hennis. The second is Councillor Grant. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Sorry,
you had a question. Yeah, just a question. Acting Mayor, they were the amended minutes?
I believe so, yes.
Thank you. Yeah, and they were circulated to everyone by email. Excellent.
Do we have any declaration of conflict of interest by
members
of the council?
Councillor Lunch. Thank you, Acting Mayor. Yes, I have a conflict of interest on 12.5, which relates to land management agreements and the conflict. It relates to something that could come into book outside of the chamber.
I'll just defer to government for a second. I think we've had some advice around that.
I don't have specific advice about you, but I have been informed by Ms. Charlton that by Jim is coming. I think they're going to, he's not going to go to. So, if that informs your decision.
Look, I have a chance for the meeting. It is possible we come to book out if it's a period people, anyone can appeal to the decision or assessment manager to have. So, I just want to be safe. That's okay.
Thank you. Do any other members that are interested to play the grant?
You know, thank you, Acting Mayor. Regarding item 19.3, general conflict of interest, I will address it when we get to the item.
Thank you. Sorry, did you say that with the general?
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other councillors have any conflict of interest? I will also declare that I have a general conflict of interest at items 19.2 and 19.3, and I'll discuss those when we get to the items. Opening remarks. I just did want to remind members that we do have a very jam-packed agenda this evening and request that people consider that when speaking to various motions. We do want to get through this meeting in a timely way, so as much as the members can cooperate with that, that would be much appreciated. Questions adjourned lying on the table. We have no questions adjourned and none lying on the table. We have no petitions tonight and no deputations, but we do have some people that are willing to speak in the public forum. We have free speakers, I understand, and we usually allocate 10 minutes. So we'll give people 3 minutes each to speak in the public forum. Would you like to come up? I'm sorry, I've just lost your name out of my brain for a moment.
It's Diane Crystal Beast.
Diane Chris. Would you like to come up to the microphone? Would you like to come together or would you like to come
here?
Yeah, just to these microphones. And when you sit down, you can just push the button on the front and that will turn the microphone on. And just before you start, can I get you to give us your full name and your place of
residence? Yes, Darren D.L.A. Laybelt, Forest Ranch.
And just check the spelling up on the screen for us as we go through that.
Magnificent.
Excellent. Thank you.
And yeah, Chris Badenoch, I'm from Euralia.
Just one D. That's
lovely. Thank you. All right, over to you.
Thank you, Acting Mayor, councillors. Thank you for the invite us to speak on our proposal. Our proposal is to upgrade the road within the Eurasian District Soldiers Memorial Park to make it a safe and easy access to the school and the kindergarten primarily, but also benefit residents within that district. And obviously the proposal has been in council hands for some time, so I think you will know the background of the proposal. And I'd just like to reiterate that the roadway is in fairly poor condition in some of it and needs a lot of repair work in most of it. And we have tentatively scheduled the first part of that project to be complete before this year's annual Eurata show, which is the first weekend of November, because the road back between Swamp Road entrance the two buildings, the Eurata show building and the Eurata football club building, to a corner office heading towards the school is in really poor condition and must be prepared before the show, but it might be safe for patrons of the show. It would also greatly benefit the field and under, which is going to use the as a zone for their support staff vehicles, and also the podium finish, which could be accessed from your area, so the vehicles would probably come in mostly through Swan Road entrance. And the other consideration we need to take into effect is that the Eurasian Park is also scheduled to utilise as a staging zone by the CFS should the area be deemed necessary to have a staging zone if there is an emergency within our hills zone within a 10-kilometre radius of Eurata. So having a safe and accessible roadways for the CFS is also a consideration, which I didn't include in that first proposal. And the other point I would like to get clarification tonight, if I could, is whether how we deal with the GST component, which is a component of the overall proposed financial budget. So if I get some clarification on that, that would be truly beneficial to us. Thank you. Go on, goodness.
I think Chris has said it quite adequately, the road, and it really is a road. It's not just a roadway around an oval. This is a road that allows all of the children to be dropped off. It is the only access point to the kindergarten by road. There's no other way to get to the kindergarten. It's almost like it should be a duty or a council road with the amount of traffic that is actually put upon that and used by it. And we'd like to keep it safe.
Thank you. Regarding the GST component, I encourage you to reach out to the administration to discuss that outside the meeting, if that's okay. I just think it's probably the most productive way to have that conversation. Do any elected members have questions that you'd like to ask? Councillor Herman.
Yes, thank you for your presentation. I was interested in your comment about the Eurata show. That's only about 3 months away.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you honestly believe you can get approvals from the the other partner, written approval to get that approved through and the work done before the show?
The proposal we would be looking at would be to utilise some of the parks funding for the first portion of that proposed work, which is the in the proposal is option quote one, which is a portion of the road between the Swan Road entrance and the Eurata through to the corner of the show building. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a length of some 30 odd metres, which really needs to be done prior to the show. And if we could get permission to go ahead without compromising the proposal's financial state, we would undertake that in school holidays, in the September to October school holidays of this school year to disrupt the school and kindergarten the least amount possible, but also have the road in good condition for that shell. That was our
basically the full amount which we're asking to go thirds with, that amount would not change. It's just that the park would pay their amount of money up front to actually have this vital piece done prior to the show, and obviously for the TDU as well, because you certainly can't ride push bikes on it at the moment, that's for sure. They would not be happy putting a bowl in.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much, Ms. Lowell, for your presentation to us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll just see if Ms. Westland would like to come up and have a speaking public for me. And your mic's already on, so you could just go over. I'll just put with that I'll get you to give us your full name and your location for it.
My full name is Kate Westland of Appleston.
Would you like to give us your name too?
Yeah. Mine is Jamie Williams, also Appleston.
Thank you. Over to you.
Thank you. Good evening, members of the council, and thank you for your time. I speak to you tonight on decision item number 12.5. My name is Kate Westland, and my partner Jamie and I purchased a piece of land at 2/133 Main Street, Wobethal, in December of 2023. We are both primary school teachers who have dreamed of living in the Adelaide Hills, appreciating its community and the opportunity to be closer to nature and away from city living. Our block, which is approximately 1,200 square metres, seemed like the perfect place to settle down and raise a family. After saving for 4 years while renting in Appleston, we were thrilled to begin building our forever home. A modest four-bedroom single-storey house with a total floor plan of 168 square metres. After finalising the house plans, I then sought approval for a modest shed, a 6x4 metre structure with a 2.4 metre height. This shed would serve a simple purpose, to park a single car and store essential tools to maintain our property, especially given the bushfire risk in the area. The design also included a garaport, a small extension of the roof to provide undercover parking for a second car. We felt this was in keeping with the LMA, which states that no person can park any vehicle or place anything whatsoever on the 120 metre long internal road to our property. With no viable options to park our cars on the street 120 metres away and no option to park our cars on the internal road, it meant it was essential to find a way to park our car on the property. As such, I felt it was necessary to have a small shed, not only to allow us to park our cars, but to maintain the property. Unfortunately, my application for a 4x6 metre shed was rejected, as it falls outside of the designated building envelope, and even a 3x3 metre shed was deemed unacceptable. This has left me feeling disheartened and overwhelmed, as I don't believe the property will be maintainable without a shed and without anywhere to park our two hatchbacks safely within a reasonable distance to our house. I therefore have submitted a proposal for your review today to either amend or waive our LMA. Our LMA specifies a 335 square metre building envelope, and I do not wish to increase that amount. All I wish to do is trade where it is currently to another more suitable place on the property so that I can drive a car from the driveway to the shed and store basic maintenance equipment.
Got 1 minute, I'm going.
Okay. I'm actually only proposing to use a total of 240 of the square metres of the building envelope for the building of my house, our fresco area and the shed, which is less than provided building envelope. My proposal also positions the shed further away from the significant tree than the original allocation, leaving a good 18 metres between the significant tree and the shed. And we've also paid for a comprehensive arborist report, which definitively states that the build of the proposed shed will cause no negative impacts to the significant tree. As such, I hope you can see that I understand and respect the council's and my own commitment to uphold the LMA, but I believe my proposal can be implemented with minimal, if not reduced, impact on the environment and still uphold the intentions of the LMA, which was originally produced in 2007. I have brought my proposal here today if you would like to see it. I am extremely committed to working closely with the council, and I'm more than happy to ensure that all concerns will be addressed. I thank you for your time and consideration, and I'm happy to answer any further questions.
Oh, no, I'm getting through. Do any elected members have any questions? Councillor Parkin.
I have a question for the administration. Is it appropriate to ask that now, or should we wait for the motion?
Perhaps wait for the motion if it's for the administration, but does anyone have any questions for as the panel's tool? No, thank you very much for your presentation. Given the two public forum, I would like to seek leave of the meeting to bring forward items 12.1 and item 12.5, given that we have members of the public here. Can I see raise your hand if you'd like me to do that? Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item 12.1, Urala District Sculptors Memorial Park. Just let the memorial catch up. Thank you. So the administration have anything they would like to add to the item that will be debated? Mr. Warden?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Do any elected members have questions? Councillor Herman.
Yes, sounds like a good project, but I just ask perhaps the director, there is a recreation facilities fund, and the application is, I think, open on the 1st of September. Would this be a project that could fit into that granting scheme?
Mr. Waters.
Through you, Acting Mayor, I guess the short answer is yes, it would. And I guess to answer the obvious follow up question as to why aren't we pushing it that way? The reason it's come to you in this fashion is because it does relate to a historic agreement that's already has been in place. The council entered into many years ago to maintain the roadway as part of the upgrade that happened back in 2004-ish, I would say, hopefully it's not yet. And so it's been brought to you to reconsider, I guess, whether you ought to consider whether members would like to enter into a new agreement that is ongoing. So it's not just about the last of upgrade.
Councillor Brown. Thank you, Acting Mayor. Yeah, question for Mr. Waters again. There being a contingency on getting support from the Department of Education before we would make a contribution, and you're aware of that support has been guaranteed, because that would otherwise start me getting the works done.
Mr. Waters.
Through you, Acting Mayor, I can't say that it's a guarantee, no. There's been very positive, in principle, support made by staff at the department, but I can't guarantee that, and I don't think the Parks Committee can guarantee that either. But I guess it's one of those things where both parties have to be considering it. One's going to consider it first, and this chamber is considering it first. And that may have some weight on the outcome of the other party.
Of course.
Any other questions? Would someone like to move something in relation to this item? Councillor Grant.
Yeah, I've moved the motion as printed.
We were given two recommendations.
Oh, sorry.
So that there was the first one. Yeah, which is in principle support, and then the second one, which is to defer.
I think the in principle support, which is contingent on the Department of Education coming on board, and hopefully this triggers their participation.
Would you like to speak to them item now?
I think probably enough space. But briefly, this is an extremely popular and well used community asset. It's true, it's not owned by Adelaide Hills Council, but it's used by the community widely. It is can be used as a staging point for the CFS, but I believe it's also a safer place, which, so in the event of bushfire, it has the capability to be a refuge. I think that means it's also important that the access is up to standard. Commend the motion to the chamber.
Thank you. Do you have a question, Councillor Lunch?
I was second.
Did you have a question, Councillor Neville? Okay. Councillor Munch, you have your second?
Yeah, I'm very happy to second this. It is true that this particular project will also be eligible for a grant under our infrastructure grants program. I can't remember the exact name. However, it does also fit into the criteria, as was pointed out in the report, as sort of like an ad hoc funding thing. It's a very good facility. It's quite a large piece of land with lots of different uses. I think it's something that's definitely worthy of funding. The amount of funding, that is really good, is that it's not a huge amount in the whole scheme of things, $38,000, and it's actually a partnership between three bodies, which I think is also a good thing. And given the amount of education department customer use, I think it's a good thing they're going to hopefully throw in some money into this project as well. So I use that facility quite a bit, so I recommend the motion.
Thank you. Councillor Hamm, you'd like to speak to the motion?
Yes, I will be supporting the motion. The reason I asked the question about the grants director was we had a similar case back in May of June when the Heathfield Oval came in, one of 55 or something like that, towards the school. And that was proposed to be funded by the SRNFL, I think, facilities program, the council and their own funds. At that time, the council said no, you go through recreation facilities program like the grant act. So I was looking for a degree of consistency of how we treat applications. Now, it's a good project. I don't have any objection to it. So I will be supporting it, provided that I'm making a recommendation for the CEO can secure an agreement. And I was heartened that the rate of people are putting their money up first to do that 30 metres, when the balance of it could come out of the council for other source of funds that I support them.
Thank you, Mayor. I won't cover any additional ground. I think I just wanted to add an acknowledgement of how communities come together and multiple layers of government come together. Some fantastic magic can happen, but you know, this is certainly the orator itself is that it's a township with a very growing reputation for coming together and achieving positive outcomes for the whole township. You know, that is a precinct that is multi-use. I can't almost remember the amount of different uses that I've been there to that area. So I just want to thank everyone involved, especially the leaders in the community.
Councillor Smith.
Thank you, Acting Mayor. I'll be supportive of the motion. My question is through to the administration, would it be possible for council to lobby, request the assistance of the State Minister for Education, the Honourable Blair Boyer, to advocate on behalf of the local community in respect of this project, ask for his assistance in securing those funds from the department itself, as the resolution requires, or, as I understand it, use ministerial discretionary funding to satisfy the community's request of $38,000. Could that be built into the motion?
Mr. Waters, do you like this one?
We just put that
without advice. We can do that without giving any
question. Thank you.
Advice of getting. Thank you. Does anyone else want to speak to the item? Okay, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you very much, and thank you for appearing at the public forum tonight. You are welcome to stay at the meeting, but we also understand if you choose to leave now, because we have a lot of other matters to get through. Now, we need also move item 12.5 forward, so we'll go to that item now. Have I got any questions first on that item? Councillor Parkin.
Thank you. Through you, Acting Mayor. In relation to the presentation.
Sorry, Councillor Matter.
Sorry.
will, do you want me to repeat it? Because I sort of said what it was, so.
No, I think it's okay if you general conflict of interest and you get that.
Yeah, so I'll just leave. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. We'll just wait for the much. Thank you for reminding me. Councillor
Power,
your question.
Yeah, thank you. Through you, Acting Mayor. I just wondered why, if the total footprint of the development was within the space, why it was refused in the first place?
Ms. Charlton, would you like to take that one?
Through you, Acting Mayor. The proposed shed and outbuilding were located outside of the building on the way of the land management agreement. So staff can't give gentlemen approval for something that's outside the building on the way. So that's why the MA waivers being brought to council for council to consider waiving the requirement for the shed and outbuilding be located within the building on the way.
A follow-up question.
Yes, can you please explain what the building envelope is? Thank you.
Ms. Chapman.
Through you, Chair. So the building envelope is a space on in the land management agreement dictating where buildings can be built.
Actually, you have any other questions? Councillor Bill.
Through you, Chair. If this was passed, would they be able to actually build a 4.6 shed or a 3.3 shed? Is there any limitations if we actually pass this tonight on the shed size? I'm just sort of wondering if we're limited them by passing this without actually asking that sort of question first.
Ms. Charlton, would you like to respond?
Through you, my understanding is that I don't have the exact size in front of me, but that the proposed draft resolution links to what's being applied for in the term application. So you might need to take that notice to which they're the appendix. Yeah, so what were they sought approval for?
Okay. Councillor Hannah, do you have a question?
No, I was going to move.
I think I had Councillor Hannah was wanting to move, so I'll start there to her.
Sorry, Councillor. I would like to make the motion as printed. As it's happened, I wrote down a whole heap of notes, and Ms. Westland has stolen my thunder for most of it already, but that's okay. Ms. Westland contacted me a few weeks ago just seeking some advice on where to from here. She was having trouble figuring out how to get a resolution on her plans for her future home. I hope Ms. Westland doesn't mind me saying that she was quite distressed and a bit at her wit's end with what was next. I also understand that she is the second purchaser of this property, and the first purchasers gave up when they couldn't get through the plans that they wanted to build, so they put it back on the market, and Ms. Westland was the purchaser. As she so eloquently shared earlier, she is seeking a waiver of the LMA to allow her to build a carport and shed space to be able to maintain her property so that she can be proud of it, but also to make sure that she is bushfire ready. As the report from the administration suggests, four buildings have been planned around the significant tree, and the report also suggests, unless I'm reading it wrong, that there are some benefits to the shed being built in the proposed position. I've said this 1,000 times before in this chamber, but I think we have a really great responsibility and a great opportunity to support new people moving into our communities. And I think it's clear that from what we've heard, that Ms. Westland is very committed to ensuring that she works closely with us, particularly in the boxes, to make sure that she can come through with the resolution. So I'm amending the motion.
Councillor Chair, do you have a question we need to do?
I was looking to say.
I'll actually hand that over to Councillor Hammond.
So I'll second the motion. I strongly support it. I did take the opportunity to go and have a look at the site and down off the main street of Lovethorpe, and I think the home will add to the development of Lovethorpe. There's not a lot of land available, although there are a few blocks around and some of the few large blocks is available. And every man needs a check. Every man needs a check. So it's like being moving into a house and you're undressed if you haven't got the check. I'll strongly support this motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Chidi, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yeah, I guess I was reflecting on this one because I quite vigorously debated around land management agreements on the previous resolution of council. And I think what's why I support this motion differently to the way I did the other was that attempt to come to a compromise rather than an expectation that is, and this one is consistent with my interpretation of the intent of the land management agreement. So I think you both for addressing that and really looking to improve. And I think, yeah, that consideration, position to shed to the trees, land management agreements aren't always perfect or right or best case for the land, and we have this opportunity to assess it and look at it and have the opportunity to provide certain amenity to build a home, a family, and a lifestyle to which many of us already appreciate in the area. So I support the motion.
Thank you. That's what I was going to talk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. But just briefly, I fully support the resolution, and I note and very encouraged by the fact that the applicant's leaving the city of Campbelltown and moving up to the fantastic lifestyle that we have to offer here in Adelaide Hills, Acting Mayor. So I commend the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Pat thank you. And through you, Acting Mayor, I just want to support this motion. I just need to just say that I think every property needs a shed. Thank you. But anyone in place, Councillor Parkin.
Yeah, I would like to actually echo Councillor Cheetah. I argued quite vigorously against the previous motion we had around adjustment of land management agreements. So I sort of firmly believe that they're there for a reason, and if we start to tamper with them, that potentially sets a precedent. However, the previous one we argued against did actually involve significant tree loss. It was actually well outside the envelope, and I feel that, you know, these people have been very responsible. They've got an arborist report. I don't see any evidence there's going to be any tree loss, and so I support the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll move to the vote. All those in favour? That carried unanimously. Thank you very much. Feel free to leave if you want to leave. Thank you. Okay, we'll go back to the agenda where we were up to. So we have no presentation tonight. Questions on notice. We did have two sets of questions on notice. The first was from Councillor Pascale regarding Hamilton Hill, and that will be printed in a minute. We also have some questions on notice from the Mayor General Wisdom. A question from Councillor Hill?
Yeah, I've just got some questions about questions on notice.
Hamilton Hill or the Hamilton Hill?
The both, actually, but I'll start with the Hamilton Hill. I just wanted to ask the administration, can the existing barbecue shelter be actually moved to a better location within the estate rather than having it sitting there alone and not flat and happy outside in the middle of nowhere? You still would have put it like a response.
Thank you. The views are quite rich from where it is at the moment, but
nobody's going to see it.
It's quite a permanent, I mean, yes, it can be moved, but actually what we're thinking is that there may be an opportunity to put another one, that may be just as cost-effective to put another one in a more reasonable location, in the lower part of the park and the barbecue with that. So that would be something that council, I think I may have put words to that effect in response, so that would be something the council would consider, you know, from the perspective when that opportunity comes up.
Thank you. Did you have another question on the Hamilton Hill one?
Yes, I did. Looking at those verges that have not been maintained, would it be possible to make them parking areas with consultation with the residents? Of course. Mr. Wood?
through the acting mayor. Yes, absolutely. That, in fact, is kind of how the idea came about when we were looking at that once and saw that they weren't being maintained. And at the same time, we're looking at the car parking situation. We thought, well, okay, you could start with some of those, converting those into perhaps paving them in a contrasting colour and making it clear that you can park on them without having to do too much curbing work. So there are some opportunities there. I'd suggest that's where we might start. Sure. We're going to give it a go.
Thank you, Councillor Pascal.
Thank you. Through you, Acting Mayor, can I just make a comment that these response will be sent to the Woodford Residents Association for their age and planning. So the community will start to look at these and form a response to it. So thank you.
Thanks for the administration. Councillor Gill, you have questions on the second question of this?
Yes, I did answer it through the chair. Noting that there's been 49 people leave, three directors and three managers amongst them, and that 23 of those personnel have 5 to 20 years experience in the organisation. How are we going to make up for the loss of corporate members within the organisation?
And CEO, can we continue?
Through the mayor, it's a good question. Local government tends to attract local government, so therefore you get well-seasoned people or people that are developing local government, usually looking for these type of jobs. So yeah, they'll bring in their own corporate living. Okay.
Yeah, another question?
It's one more. I'm just wondering how backfilling with contractors is a saving. In my experience in government, generally when you get contractors, you pay them double or sometimes triple the rate of your normal staff. So how is this cost being managed? And just a follow up to that, how are these contractor costs being reported in financial reports, given that we don't actually need to determine contractors or have a definition of what a contractor is?
Yes, thank you for the question again. Contractors are used on an occasional basis, so they might not be employed full time every day of the week, every week of the year, and they're brought in to be assigned to a certain activity or a certain service, and therefore they are the cost effective in that way. As far as how they're treated, they're usually a consultant or a contractor, and they are highlighted on the financials, so I'm not sure your question around that there isn't any visibility.
Oh, I had a previous question a few minutes back when I was actually informed that we don't actually always put contractors as contractors because they might be financially put on another line because of the work they're doing or how they're employed. So I was just trying to check that out and confirm.
Sure. Okay. They're usually identified as contractors and consultants, and they usually do show up on your budget plans.
And just one more.
Sure.
In the response to questions 5 and 6, it says that we've spent $2,368.30. Is that for one complaint? Because it says that we've only had one complaint.
Yes,
through
there. Thank you. Yes, I believe I don't have a number of complaints, but the question was around the dollars spent to date this year, and they are the dollars.
I just want to say, just clarification from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Gill. The question number 6 asks how many have been resolved informally, and that was one complaint, but that may not represent the actual number of complaints that have been received. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I think the other question for you, Acting Mayor, was around cost.
Mm-hmm.
Question 5, so that's related to the invoices we received in this. Through the chair, is that one complaint that we've got resolved through legal firms, or?
So that one complaint was resolved informally without any legal expenses.
So what is the legal fees involved in?
I'll give you a bit of a response now.
They're the invoices we received for a complaint in this financial year.
Okay, I'm not following, but anyway.
So in these answers, we don't actually have the number of complaints that have been dealt with in this financial year. We have that under number six, one complaint has been resolved informally.
And through you, Matthew, there will be invoiced for activities that relate to a complaint that was raised in the previous financial year, in this current financial year.
Okay. Thank you. So we will move on to motions on the notice. Our first one is from Councillor Huxter regarding the Liverpool Community Garden Bush Kindy. So I'll look to Councillor Huxter to move.
Thank you so much. I would like to move the motion as printed. So the Liverpool Community Kindergarten reached out to me recently to ask if Lake Hills Council would join them in celebrating and commemorating 10 years of their Bush Kindy program at Bushland Park. The Kindy staff specifically mentioned to me that they would love to see a little plaque to be put somewhere on site to commemorate the milestone. The report from the administration has suggested a sign similar to that in Federation Park in Gunnaraka, which Kindy was even more excited by. I thought that was a great idea. The report also mentions how great this program is, and it is aimed at making sure that kids really connect with nature and learn how to love being outside and keep them off screens and all of those sorts of things that they tend to do so much. And I just think, being a local, how lucky they are to have the Bushland Park at their doorstep to be able to do this. Acting Mayor mentioned to me the other day that her kids were in the first group of Bush Kindy 10 years ago, so she also appreciates how great the program is. I think it's also worth mentioning, and I've had this conversation a bit recently, because there's issues going on with the Kindy being rezoned, but lots of families from the area, from Burnwood, Gunnaraka, Lenswood, Mount Torrens, choose to send their kids to local Kindy because of the Bush Kindy program and its great reputation. I think we, as Lake Hills councillors and the council of the administration, should be really proud that our Bushland Park has such a great impact on local families and experiences for young kids. There is just a slight challenge to point number two on the screen from that which was circulated in the agenda. Councillor Herman recommended that negotiation also happened in line with Friends of Local Bushland Park Group, which I think is a good addition. So I make the motion.
Thank you. Would someone like to make that new motion? Councillor Brown, would you like to speak to the item?
Oh, I think Councillor has just said it all. I'll just say I'm a big fan of Bush Kindy. So I grew up on a farm and I ran around until I got hungry or it got dark, and I think everyone should do that before they get support the motion.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? I'll add a little comment, because Councillor Huxter have been referred to the fact that my kids were part of the first group that went through 10 years ago, and I was there at every single session volunteering and helping out, and it was the most fulfilling part of my week every week. It was amazing to see the way the kindy taught them how to manage risk when climbing trees and how to read the weather patterns, and it just provided so many educational opportunities that they wouldn't have had otherwise. And since then, the kindy's gone on to win international awards for their program because they were really pioneers in the Bush Kindy space. So I really wanted to thank Councillor Huxter for bringing this to us, because I think it's a really lovely motion. So I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you, that's carried unanimously. Under item 11.2, we have a motion on notice from Councillor Parkin. Would you like to move something and speak to your motion?
Yeah, thank you to you, as Mayor. Obviously, I'd like to make my motion as privileged and speak to it. I am obviously fabric is something that I'll read through my background. It's been a multi-billion dollar restoration and renovation project for the Adelaide Hills Council, transforming the old on brick and mortar mills in Lobethal into a modern arts precinct with space for exhibitions, co-working spaces for artists, and a small retail outlet due to open in late 2024.
Fabric's estimated ongoing operating cost to the Adelaide Hills Council ratepayers is over $500,000 a year. However, there are strong cultural, social, and economic impact reasons to undertake this project and ensure its ongoing success. The Fabric Business and Implementation Plan, which is Appendix 1, which we were all presented, I think, a couple of months back, was commissioned and received by Council at its meeting on the 28th of May 2024. There you go. It includes plans and projections for arts programming, staffing, marketing and visitation, as well as income and expenditure forecasts and financial modelling. In 2021, the then Australia Council for the Arts, which is now Creative Australia, released its investigation and report into best practice governance and boards for arts organisations, and I've attached that for your information. If you have read through, you find that it comes out in strong support of having boards for arts and organisations for a number of reasons. And those reasons include all of the governance ones that we might expect, really strong oversight, helping people sort of stay on track, on target by having regular meetings. But also, I think one of the most important reasons that an arts organisation like Fabric might have a board is to really help us, bring as many people as possible on board to help us make sure that it's successful. So when you have a board of really experienced people across all kinds of areas like marketing and business and arts and government, you bring not only their expertise, but their contacts and their will. And if they become invested in Fabric, then that really helps us bring more awareness, more visibility, more potential funding opportunities, more sponsorship to help Fabric grow. The board isn't intended to sort of, you know, reflect negatively on any of the current management that we have at Fabric. I think we have a wonderful team who do amazing things, and I think that the project is looking really good and really healthy. But to have a board assists us as council. Very few of us have, you know, experience managing an arts organisation, and Fabric is potentially quite complex. It's not like a library, which is purely, you know, public service. It does provide a cultural public service, but it also must have commercial outcome. There's tourism that it could potentially assist with. It could have impact on local businesses. So it's a mix of the commercial, the social, and the cultural, and it's quite complicated. So I think for us to have a board to help ensure that it is the best Fabric it can possibly be, is going to be really, really important moving forward. How long have I got?
2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. The reason I'm particularly passionate about Fabric, and I am, is because I've been working with and around artists and in the commercial and non-commercial arts industry now for about 25 years. Every day, I look at artists' folios as part of my job. I would group digital artists, visual effects artists, game artists, but they're all artists, and most of them have, what we would call their personal work as well as their professional work, and their personal work often informs their professional work. The kind of personal work they do often directs them into the kinds of commercial artists that come. So I am particularly passionate about the nexus between art and commerce. I see it every single day. I know that the two really can exist beautifully together and complement each other wonderfully. And I think there's potentially an opportunity for Fabric to explore all different kinds of arts. And I'm really passionate about the fact that it can be all of these things. So my passion aside and my experience aside, I commend the motion. And I believe that a board of a variety of different views and experience is going to really assist Fabric be the wonderful organisation we know it could be. Thank you.
Would you like me to second the motion?
Yes, please. Thank you. Sorry, through you, I just want to open this motion and I thank Councillor Parker for bringing it to the table. When we were in Canberra in July and speaking to Senator Farrell's advisor and mentioning Fabric, it was actually a really easy sell, because what we have here is a cultural institution that is unique in the country. We are talking about textile design and textile art, and I think it's a great opportunity here in the council. And I think having a board over it, an arts board, will give it great credibility. It will give it fantastic governance. The only thing that I would love to see in this report is how that board's strategic vision that they create, how it works in line with our strategic vision as a council, because they will be under us. That was the only thing that I was thinking about in this motion and in the background. But I thank Councillor Parker and I love this motion. And I really hope that we can get some fantastic people on board too.
Councillor Sheehan, you wish to take the job?
Okay,
Councillor Herman.
The question, my own, that's to the executive. The report doesn't mention the Friends of Fabric. So the report in request, could you include the relationship of the Friends of Fabric, their relationship to the board, how that would fit into the governance structure?
Yeah, would you like to go aside?
Through the acting mayor, it's a good question, and it'll be the statements implied in the request for the report.
Yes.
Anyone else wishing to speak to the item? Would you like a round of final?
No.
No? Great. We'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That's carried unanimously. Okay, moving on. We've already dealt with item 12.1. So we'll be moving on to 12.2, the draft strategic plan and community consultation. Mr. Waters, is there anything you'd like to add before we get to
Thank you, Acting Mayor. Only just to point out the yellow bylaw is this. It has been observed by a couple of people that one of the dates that was listed in the actual plan itself under the consultation section differed to what we had indicated in the report. That was just due to a venue date clash that we only became aware of very late in the piece. So that will be corrected in the document that goes out. And the other one was just coming back to you. I think I've flagged that there were a couple of words in the vision statement that actually, as we refined it down and compacted it down, suddenly it had actually lost its meaning. So we are just proposing to change that to bring it back to the meaning that was actually what was put to members in the last council workshop.
Yeah.
And it's on the screen, but hopefully it's self-explanatory. It's just to make clear that the way it was worded in the document that's in your agenda, it almost made it sound like rural practices weren't sustainable in and of themselves. So we just clarified that with the intent of it being sustainable practices in rural landscapes.
Thank you. Do we have any questions before we move on to the motion? No, Councillor Daniel, would you like to move something?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. As always, when we get to this stage of the strategic plan, it's really quite exciting because you see the complete draft and putting it out there to the community and seeking their views. And actually, I hope that we get lots of feedback through the communications process. I guess when I read through it, I really felt like it reflected us, both as an organisation and the community as a whole in terms of what we represent. But even though I feel that way, we might find that we get some other alternative feedback as well. But yeah, I commend all the work that the administration have put into it. I know they've had full planning days with staff and various people. It's been a huge amount of fun to it. And I look forward to hearing what the community has to say.
Thank you. Would someone like to second the motion? Councillor Much.
You acting mayor? Yeah, this is a really good document, and it's, I guess, the penultimate step to endorse it for community consultation before we actually look at endorsing it. I really like its look, and I like the content as well. And I'm really hopeful that our community will, and the way we engage the community on this one will provide us with fulsome feedback, because it's essentially the top documents we do, and it's meant to guide our deliberations and policy for the next 4 years. So it's a really important document, and it's really important that we get some strong feedback from the community. So I commend the motion.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? No, I will also just echo the comments made by Councillor Van Nelly in regards to the amount of work that's gone into this from the administration. I really appreciate it. And I know that as an elected member myself, I felt that the process that we were taking on was really helpful in shaping out thinking about what we want for the future. And I found that really valuable, and I think that other members really found that too. But Councillor Van Nelly, you had a question?
No, I just... One thing that I did mention that I do want to touch on is the guiding principles. It's the first time we've done something like that. And I think going through the Saturday strategic day and hypothesising what they were and seeing them be reworked and now reading in the document, like that's what are our overarching guiding principles that sort of influence everything we do within those pillars. I think that's a really quite innovative ways or process strategic plan with which will help us moving forward.
Thank you. So I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That's carried unanimously. And hopefully we've got the responses to that one. Okay, moving on to item 12.3, the quarterly performance report. Mr. Lewis, did you have anything you wanted to add to that one? Thank you. Anyone have any questions? Councillor Garling.
Thank you, and through you, Acting Mayor. Mr. Lewis, I've just picked up on page 4 under the Our Watch Toolkit initiative. Did we receive a report in June from the Institute? It's presented to Council, but I'm assuming that's not presented to Chamber. Is that right?
We expect that from you.
Because I don't recall seeing anything come to the Chamber, and I just need to clarify. Because, and then also none of the objectives around developing a workplace plan or the internal gender equity or any of that has, those targets have been reached. Mm-hmm. So I assumed that if that report had been done, some of those targets would have been reached.
And Ms. Lowe?
I'll need section notices.
Can I also pick up a typo?
Yeah. Okay, under the dog and cat management one on page 6, RSPCA and AWR continue to be at capacity. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Another question, Councillor Gill?
It's through the chair. Councillor Pascoe always take a bit of my thunder, but that's okay. Under the community wellbeing, it says that only zero of four targets have been met. What projects have not been met under the community wellbeing. But I also note that the electric vehicles, all targets were met, yet implementation is for the activities of Our Watch Toolkit are behind schedule. Are we putting in initiatives ahead of work, the wellbeing initiatives?
I'd like that to see you on your day ahead, Director, if you wish.
Right. But under the circumstances, I'm not sure if Jess can answer this with the director of the community development. I'll have to take that on with this.
Thank you. Any more questions? Would someone like to move something in relation to this item? Councillor Osterstoff.
Yes, Brendan.
Brendan, would you like to speak?
No, thank you.
Anyone like to say anything? Councillor Grant, would you like to speak? No? Anyone like to debate the item? No, we'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Okay, item 12.4, Australian Government Black Spot Program. Mr. Waters, did you want to add anything to this item?
Yeah.
No? Okay, have we got any questions? No? Anyone like to move something? I can't for much.
Thank you, Acting Mayor. I'd like to just move this motion as printed agenda. Look, essentially, this is a really good outcome for our council. It's the next step in receiving funding to do some much needed road safety work on these particular roads. I would like to note the Basket Range Road is something that came out of a motion on the chamber about 12 months ago. There was some useful sort of adjuncts to that motion to look at that spot funding for that section of road. It appears that it's come to full fruition. So I commend the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Vernon. Did you wish to second it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, would you like to speak?
No.
No? Anyone like to debate the item? We'll move to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. We've already dealt with item 12.5, which is the land management agreement. So we'll move on to 12.6, which is the temporary road closures. I didn't before, but I may just now declare a general conflict of interest. I do live in Charleston, but not won't be affected by these road closures, so I can stand the Presiding over the meeting. Councillor Parker, do you have a question? No, you didn't like the move. Just before you do, I've been there in Charleston. Okay, you'd like to move the motion?
Thank you. Yes, I would like to move the motion. It's pretty good, as I always like to do every year. My son participated in this excellent program. He was learning to drive, and I just about put my daughter into this excellent program. She is learning to drive, and if you haven't done it with your child, if you have the opportunity, I suggest that you do, because it teaches you to drive on dirt roads as well. And it was the first driving instruction that I had had since I learned to drive in the 80s. I learned a lot. So fully commend the motion. Not only do I commend the motion, but I recommend that you have the opportunity to do this with your child. It is absolutely excellent. Thank you.
Councillor Munch, you're looking to second?
Yeah, I'd like to second and say that I took my son on this as well. He has his piece, and I really don't learn just as much about driving as he did by supervising him about things like ABS and how good it is and how different it is when you don't have ABS and things like that. So and it's a very, very good program. And any minor inconvenience to residents, I think, is outweighed by the benefit, the public benefit that it gives to our community. So I commend the motion.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to the honour? I do have a statement here that was submitted by Councillor Boyd that I'll read out on her behalf. The youth driver's awareness course is invaluable to all involved. In her words, my daughter was very insecure in her playroom until she completed the course earlier this year. After coming through the course, it was like she was a completely new driver behind the wheel and she hasn't looked back. Not only is she more confident and safe on the road, but so are other road users. This course is a real gift to our community. I think as someone who's got a very new elevator in my house, I'm pretty keen to take on the advice from the council that have recommended this course. I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That's carried unanimously. Now, item 12.7 was listed as a Labor report, but that has been withdrawn from tonight's meeting, so we don't need to consider that item. Item 12.8, the CEO performance review panel recommendations to council. Ms. George, would you like to add anything to this book?
Through the acting mayor, no, I'm hoping that elected members can have the opportunity to read the report, and I'm open to any questions.
Any questions on this item? No, would someone like to read something in relation to this? Councillor Grant?
As printed out to the mayor.
Thank you. Would you like to speak?
Yeah, just briefly. Of course, this came to the CEO, PRP, have a look at the KPIs. They're excellent. I think they're the best KPIs we've developed since I've been on the council. Everything's going on track. I thank the CEO for his work so far. I think things are looking excellent, and I commend the motion for the chamber.
Thank you. Seconder, Councillor Parker.
Thank you. Yes, I would like to echo Councillor Grant's comments. I'm also on the CEO of POP. I agree that these are probably the most well thought through and rigorous KPIs that we've ever had. And I too am confident that everything's going nice and going to be met. So I commend the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? No. We'll go to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. Carried unanimously. Onto item 12.9, the council resolution update. Dr. Gill, would you like to add anything to this item? No? Would someone like to move something? Councillor Herman.
I'll move as print, but I will be speaking with CEO about the matters. And one of the issues that I'm going to talk to him about is 7 years for the implementation resolution is not good. But I won't take Shane's time up. Maybe the next time I get one of these, please, in a different format of something. Climate Cemetery is the one I have a local interest in that, of course. 7 years ago, we started the process.
Thank you. Councillor Pascal, any other questions you'd like to say?
Just a question, Acting Mayor, through you. Thank you. I have a few questions on a few of these matters, but I don't want to take up the chamber's time. So I also like to put a deadline on my responses because I am getting concerned about requests getting lost. So is it best I just email?
Yeah,
I think the questions through and
request for a response. We obviously can't dictate the staff, but if you put in a request that you'd like a response by a particular day, I'm sure the administrator will endeavour. So
thank you.
Try and do that. Yeah. Thank you. Would someone like to second the motion? Councillor Osterstock?
Happy to second the motion.
Would you like to speak?
No.
No. Would anyone like to debate the item? No. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Information items, we don't have any tonight, but we do have some correspondence from noting from Gorman River Flood Management Association or Authority. Thank you. Would somebody like to move that we receive and note that correspondence? Councillor Herman.
Okay.
Would you like to speak?
No.
No, I'll stop. Did you want to
speak?
Yes. Do you want to speak? Anyone like to debate the item? No? All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Questions without notice. Did anyone have any questions without notice? No? Councillor Herman, did you have a question? Well, turn your
I do have a question. In regards to municipal waters, I think about 6 or 9 months ago by Councillor Hackett, do we have any information on when the Balhannon Bridge will be completed? And at that time, the director said he'd been advised it's August. There are 4 days left. could we have enough emails with the
An
update?
Yeah,
that's I think the administration's going to take that on notice and get back to us. I know that those of us that drive through have been back, so we find it extraordinarily frustrating.
Yes.
My son did ask me again this morning when it's going to be done. Okay, any other questions without notice? No, thank you. Any motions without notice? Thank you. So we'll move on to reports. So some councils have put forward some reports. Anyone got anything they want to add? Councillor Balkin.
So I would like to put that I attended the Southern and local Government Hills Association meeting last Friday, which was the
Thank you. So we have I think I'm going to report as a member of an external organization. No. Okay, CEO report. Would you like to update it with CEO?
Yeah, thank you. And through to be back one there. Just like to update the elected members around the finalising media release around our financial statement matters, and we'll get that to the acting mayor tomorrow for her review. Good news, we are in the final processes of appointing an organisation development people and culture manager, well seasoned, well experienced, and he'll add a lot of benefit to this council if everything goes well. We also have just establishing the committee and also the imperatives and I guess the log of claims for the enterprise agreement, which is about to commence in the 12th of September. So we're ramping up for those discussions and they are about to commence. But as you'd appreciate, the agreement doesn't come to an end until this time next year, roughly. And that's all I have to report and open to any questions on those merits.
Thank you. Did anyone have any questions? Councillor Scarlett.
Thank you. And through you, Acting Mayor, I'm not sure if I can ask my question on the first point or whether we can go on to then ask that question.
Yes, we would probably need to go into confidence. Perhaps when we get to potential items later, we can address that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Councillor Mutch.
My question is in relation to the enterprise agreement. I'm assuming that the major unions that are involved in the council will be involved in that process.
Through the acting mayor, yes, most definitely. And we'll be having committees and a lot of claims and engagement with both the unions that represent the outside workforce and, of course, the internal workforce.
Thank you. Any other questions? CEO? No. All right, so we'll move on to reports of committee. We have the council assessment panel from the 14th of August. Would someone like to move that we receive and note for those minutes? Councillor Lunch, would you like to speak? Thank you. Would someone like to second? Councillor Parkin, would you like to speak on? Anyone like to speak? Thank you. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. The water committee met on the 19th of August. So would someone like to move that we accept those minutes, Councillor Emmons?
Yes, I'll move that. The confidential side would like to speak to them.
Thank you. Anyone like to second to that? Councillor Osterstock?
Like to speak?
Anyone like to speak? All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. The CEO comments review panel, would someone like to move something? Councillor Grant?
Yeah, as printed.
Printed. Would you like to speak?
Yeah.
And seconder? Councillor Parkin? Would you like to speak? No. Anyone like to debate your item? Move to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Now, I might just seek leave of the meeting to take a 10-minute break. How do people feel about that just before moving to confidential item? 2, 3, 4. Yep, okay, thank you. So we'll take a 10-minute break and then we'll come back to confidential item. Sorry, but we'll need to let our colleagues go after that break. Thank you for coming.